This boulevard in the heart of New Delhi has received a makeover. Built by the British, it houses famous buildings such as this war memorial. The road has been renovated and renamed. There's a new statue of freedom fighter Subhash Chandra Bose. These are not merely cosmetic changes.
The road was called Kingsway and was a symbol of colonialism. Now it is called Path of Duty. Kingsway was for the British Empire. For them, we were slaves. Now its architecture and spirit has changed.
India was a British colony for nearly two centuries. 75 years after independence, it's trying to shake off that legacy. Much of this part of the city was designed by English architect Edwin Lutyen. Today, it's also a major tourist attraction. Wide roads are lined by the Parliament, a palatial home for the President, and several museums.
The government is removing what it calls symbols of slavery. It's also spending more than $1.5 billion on revamping this area. Opposite the old Parliament, a new one is being built. Other plans include a new home for the Prime Minister.
There are concerns about the environmental impact and poor working conditions at the site.
The most significant change is the underpass. It's benefited locals, tourists, everyone. It's not so crowded anymore, and it makes the place more beautiful.
I have heard a lot about how Subhash Chandra Bose fought for India. He deserves this grand statue. I am very happy to see it at India Gate.
Historians say the project is part of the government's broader political goal.
They have been all the time trying to project themselves as symbols of nationalism. They in fact have a hyper-nationalism. I think their ideology is not one of nationalism. It's not one of anti-colonial nationalism. We know that they did not play, their ancestors played no part in the freedom struggle.
Although India is a member of the Commonwealth, observing a day of mourning for Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is a decision that's evoked mixed feelings in a nation where many are keen to rewrite the colonial past. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.